USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal officials say over 1,000 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in the United States. The number of cases in New York State alone is at 176. Officials effective today taking some major steps to try to slow the spread, especially just north of New York City. Governor Andrew Cuomo says schools, temples, and other buildings with large gatherings are closing in a section of New Rochelle for the next 2 weeks. That starts tomorrow. Joe Biden celebrating 4 primary victories yesterday over Bernie Sanders, telling supporters in Philadelphia last night,
"This campaign is taking off, and I believe we're going to do well from this point on. Take nothing for granted. Want to earn every single vote in every single state."
Sanders told reporters last night he's not out of it, and he's looking forward to debating Joe Biden on a Phoenix, Arizona stage on Sunday evening. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At a time when the economy is under pressure because of the coronavirus outbreak, every economic report is being closely watched. One just out about the inflation rate for February, it was unchanged from January and unchanged from February of last year. The overall inflation rate rising 0.1% last month, that was the same as in January. The 12-month rate of inflation, 2.3%, which is exactly what it was in February of 2019. As Joe Biden celebrates yesterday's primary victories, video of a confrontation between himself and a man believed to be a worker at a Fiat Chrysler plant in Detroit over guns has gone viral.
"I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds?
You were a fellow when you said you're going to take our guns
away." "I did not say that."
Jerry Wayne says he thought Biden's reaction to being questioned about his gun control policies was unfortunate.
"I thought I was pretty articulate and respectful, and he kind of just went off the deep end."
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
There's an agreement to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, lawmakers in the House striking a bipartisan deal just ahead of the law's expiration on Sunday. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the agreement strikes the balance between protecting American security and their civil liberties. The bill could go up for a vote as soon as Wednesday. A number of musicians are pulling their tours off the road because of coronavirus concerns. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Pop star Miley Cyrus is canceling her Friday benefit show in Australia because of an official warning about the coronavirus. She said, despite the cancellation, she'll still be making a donation to help the victims of the Australian brushfire. Cyrus was briefly married to Australian actor Liam Hemsworth. They lost their home in California during a wildfire in 2018. Just hours after Cyrus canceled her concert, organizers said next month's Coachella and Stagecoach music festivals in California will be postponed until October. The Coachella lineup included Travis Scott, Frank Ocean, and Rage Against the Machine. Scheduled to perform at Stagecoach Country Festival, Carrie Underwood, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Eric Church. Green Day, Ciara, and Mariah Carey are also rescheduling their shows.
Again, that's our Wendy King. Find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.